And with that, we're going to bow out and go over to Reddington, where the T-Jacks are kicking it off against Reddington with Carl Pulliam.
Well, thank you, Austin. We are ready to go here. Now, Reddington, we watched them at the Crowley Classic last year, and I think they may have lost a couple of players to the neighboring schools around here. You've probably heard of them before, like Wasilla and Colony. That's what happens when you're a new school in the area. As they come out with a freshman base lineup, three freshmen, a sophomore, and a junior. And I know they weren't all seniors last year, so I bet they've lost a couple of kids. I'll have to check my last year's lineup at the Kelly Classic, but typical new school. Here's Reddington with the basketball to start as the T-Jacks coming off their loss at Seward yesterday. Kind of a poor shooting thing for them as ahead of the pack, Severian with the rebound off the miss, trying to throw ahead to Jason Duarte down there. Skipped out and into the hands of a fellow Husky for the Huskies. Braden Brandle starting out there along with Gary Gold, Duarte, Severian, and Brian Eichley. And here's a nice drive to the hoop. Good two-point shot there.
That was 22. Okay, so Jazea Williams.
Here's Severian with it. In the corner is Braden. Randall's going to try a three out there. He's open. A rebound by Williams for the Huskies. They lead here early. 2-0 just started here. Here's a drive and a foul on Severian. Drive by Wade Bowman. And Bowman will go to the line for two shots. And Graydon picks up the first team foul. At the line, Bowman good on the first one. He is one of their freshmen. Along with Court Sandifer and Mason Boulay. Second one also good for Bowman. So off to a 4-0 start here for Reddington early. Just 1 minute has passed as here is a shot out there by Eichley. Kuzikin battling. And therefore board doesn't get it. And inside here's Bowman. Fake shot as Eichley stays right on it. Randall came out for Kuzikin there. And here is the drive. And the foul called. Might be reached by Brian. We'll see. And not sure. Yeah, it was. Didn't see the numbers, but it was on Zachary. Brian. As Buddy held up numbers for over there. His shot rolls around and off, not once but twice for Tony Rogers there. Severian hustles it up court. Back to Eichler goes, now to Kuzikin. On the baseline, Gary Gold shot. Bounces around, not down, but there's Braden for the putback. Severian gets a 15-pointer off the rebound. Gold's shot went straight up but didn't find the bucket. Found the hands of Graydon, though. And he put it in off the glass for two. Now for the Huskies in their forecourt. Ball tipped out by the T-Jacks as Kuzikin takes it away on the double team there. Duarte had the post player from the backside, and here's Gould to tie it up. Does. How about Kuzikin with just a wrestle away on that double team? Ball came into his zone, and boy, he grasped hold of it. Like I talked to him about being a wrestler, I'm sure if he doesn't, he could be. Oh, late call there. Kind of let that one go to see if there was going to be a bucket or not. I think that's the experience of a ex-college player saying, well, let's see if he gets this shot, I'm going to let it go. If he doesn't, I'm going to put him at the line for two. And Oliver Stetzel making the call says, yep, let's put him at the line for two, and he misses on the first one. That's Jazea Williams as
pretty strong, Jack, but this one doesn't hit anything for Williams. Kuzikin picked up the foul. Team second has Eichley has one, or third, actually. Eichley has one, Severian has one, and Kuzikin now has one. Here's Bryan in the corner, tries to pass out. Ball saved on the sideline there by Rogers. And a 4-4 ball game it is. We just passed the 5-minute mark of the first quarter. Now here's the Rogers working it down in the corner. Gold's got him there. Tries to go up high, and Severian knocks that pass down away from Bowman and keeps the dribble now as he's in the forecourt. Looking and setting up. Goes to Gary on the right wing. They'll set up Duarte at the high post. Finds Kuzikin in the corner. No shot there, and the ball is trying to go back to Duarte. And Severin gets called for a reach in there and picks up his second. And Graydon kind of looking around like, are you sure that was on me? And I was one of those that I probably would have let go. So as Reddington maintained possession, I think they were both going for the ball. And it's still Reddington basketball tipped out by Eichley as they cut through. Almost all fours here, 4 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the first quarter, and it's 4-4. There's Bowman trying to tip it, pass it out of there in the corner as he headed to the baseline and tipped out of bounds by Gold. Back to Bowman now. Freshman with the junior, Rogers. Now by Jazea. And here's a pass swung inside for Rogers from Court Sandifer. Good defense from Eichley and Gold as Kuzikin will try the three in the corner. This one is off. Rebound for Reddington. That long rebound in the hands of Boulay, one of their freshmen. Here's Bowman again on the drive. Severian right with him. And Duarte has the ball off the rebound. Duarte spins at half court, works down inside, has it tipped away as he spun off the defender and then went right to the hole. Bowman will check out now for Mason Boot, or excuse me, let's see, going in there. Jaden Strong, one of their seniors. Now, he did play last year, I remember him. So here's Reddington. They get it back on the inbounds play. Nice play pass, and Reddington has it. 4-4 game here. 3:04 to go in the first quarter. There's Williams. It's around Kuzikin. Now the kick out to Rogers. His shot won't go, and the ball tipped likely right to Zachary. And Gary Gold will bring it up for the T-Jacks to Severian. They'll set it up. Graydon keeps the dribble. Goes to Jason Duarte on the left side there. Rattles around and in for 2-3 there as Duarte had a nice game against Seward, according to Coach Brock there, too. Came up with about 30 points and played outstanding. So that's always good to hear. The kid's got a lot of potential. I think sometimes he's a little hard on himself. You can see it when he things don't go right, and it's like, oh, man, I should have had that, should have had this, but I've really liked his maturity this year so far from what I've seen. And that's a big part of the T-Jacks being in position for state championship berth and maybe a shot at the championship. Speaking of Duarte, he jammed his foot just a little bit there, but not before he hit a three-pointer. So another one from Jason. This one in the corner on the feet from Gold. 10-4 score here. Back-to-back threes. Makes it that way. And here's Roger. Slips inside for a two. 10-6. 1:33 on the clock here, first quarter. And Gary will set it up out there. High post is Jason. He swings it quickly to Eichley. In the corner is Severian. His shot won't drop. And the rebound off to the Huskies. A 10-6 score. Yeah, Strong comes up there with Rogers. Rogers gets it back, looking for Strong out on the wing there, and Severian's got him there. And they wind it down to a minute to go here. There's the cutter, and there's the two-pointer. Eichler playing good position, but the cutter was wide open coming across to the passer, and he got on the basketball. He just swung it in off the glass for two. And there's a near steal. Duarte will come up with it. So, and Duarte turns and shoots for three. Near steal by Reddington, and Duarte comes up with it instead, just outstrengthed him, and then took a dribble to clear himself and pops a three from the right wing. He hit it from three different spots. Three three-pointers in this first quarter. Inside, there's the shot. Again, good for Jennifer. Now the clock winding down to 11 seconds, a 13-10 score. Here's Graydon steps into a three. This one won't work. Rebound taken down by the T-Jacks, and Gary gets a shot at it, and that one's off. Duarte keeping the ball alive there, but they don't get the second try either. So after one quarter play, it's the T-Jacks at 13, the Huskies at 10. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the second quarter here at Reddington.
The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove wishes our high school basketball teams nothing but success this season. This message sponsored by the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. Proud underwriters of high school basketball on KSDP.
The city of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the City of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
Second quarter has Reddington with the basketball, down by three. Jason Duarte, three three-pointers in that first quarter. The reason the D-Jack's on top. Here's Strawn, back to Rogers. Now the cutter, Bowman going through. It'll stay. Reddington basketball. Looking at Bowman, I didn't realize he's got pretty good height there, the freshman. No wonder. He didn't look that tall when I was watching the first quarter. And inside, the shot missed there, the bunny to Sandifer, and he thought somebody would be there. Nobody was, and he missed the wide-open look. Here's Gold with the wide-open look. This one off the mark, and Bowman with the rebound. Taken away by Severian. As it'll stay, T-Jack's basketball. Now Gold with it. Gold and Severian not shooting the ball well in Seward. It's a small court down there, folks, and I talked with Coach Shadow about that. I didn't want to tell the kids it's not one of my favorite courts, but a lot like Nanilchik, and I think sometimes those courts are hard to get used to. For the home team, they always are good. Here is a streaking Rogers as Gold will get the call. Rogers just put on the afterburners, and Gary stayed with him but bumped him as they came up. Rogers trying to inbound, nobody to go to, and then tries to bounce pass off Williams, or to Williams, and off of Gold's leg out of bounds. And again, they look for the cutter. This time, Michael's going to get called for the foul. That was Zandifer coming to the basketball. And coming from the weak side on that inbounds play, and he'll go to the line for two shots. So it throws up the first one there. Sandifer has one more coming. And now Boulay back in there for Reddington. This one also misses. Duarte with the rebound. Graydon will bring it up. 13-10 score just underway here, second quarter. T-Jacks on top, thanks to Jason's three-pointers.
in that first quarter. He had three of them. And here's the pass. Graydon trying to go over the top and find Duarte. But the pass tipped high in the air and then last touched by Reddington trying to save it. Comes into Jason, back over to Graydon in the corner. Now up top, Duarte will set it up to Gold on the far side. As he looks for Graydon in the corner, Eichley slides through. Graydon can't get the ball to him and then brings it up to the wing there and called for traveling. He dragged that foot before he released the pass. So a 13-10 score, it stays as we approach almost 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Kuzikin with the foul reach in, and that's the team foul, number 7. And to the line for a 1-on-1 will be Jaze Williams. The shot is up and misses, so they are 2 for 7 from the free throw line. The Husky says, Williams sees the pass coming, picks it off, then sees Strawn. Strawn goes into the lane, tries to shoot over Gold, and Gold pulls down the missed shot. Bowman with the foul. So first team foul on Reddington in the half, 7 already on King Cove. The T-Jacks, much more aggressive team, but get the score here in the second quarter. Either team. Here's Severian. He'll stick that as it was Kuzikin's shot was partially blocked. Graydon ended up with it. Just looked for the right angle off the rim there for his reverse shot, and it went in. And Gary Gold, coast to coast with the run out there. Chip pass and Gold makes it a quick back-to-back bucket. So that sequence puts the T-Jacks on top 17-10 now. Nobody had scored in this first quarter for 2.5 minutes till that quick spurt. And then back-to-back buckets. Now gives the T-Jacks a 7-point lead. Well, coming off the Seward game yesterday, got to figure they're a little sluggish, and with the poor shooting in Seward, the confidence gets, you know, takes an attack. And it's shown here early, missed three-pointers and things, and just kind of seeing how it's going to go. But defense will lead to fixing that, and that's just what has happened right there. As Reddington will work it around the outside. Williams. Now, they find Boulay out there on the wing. Bowman has it. Coach obviously said, I need you guys to run your offensive sets here. As Boulay down on the baseline. This is Eichley with the rebound fouled by Boulay. Blocking out. That's the key there. And it's led to 2 fouls on Bowman and Boulay. Gold hustles up court on the long pass to Kuzikin. Back to Gary, over to Graydon. Open for three. That looks like a good shot. And it is Severian. Just talked about the shooting and the confidence maybe a little bit, and that's the kind of shot you need to have. Boom. Not called for a travel, even though he kind of kept that ball poked in the air, and then he comes back and hits a three in the corner as I think other players were waiting for the whistle. Kuzikin fouled as Bowman reaches in. Zachary on the drive. Kuzikin picks up his second. Out comes Boulé for Sandifer. Duarte with it. Out on the wing. Watching him a little closer now. Gold set the screen for him as he gets it over to Kuzikin. And trying to go inside, Duarte's pass knocked down by the Reddington defense. He saw Eichley in the center there. I think Reddington saw him looking, too. They were in good position. Here's a kick ball off the foot of Duarte. And now for Reddington will be Gunderson for Bowman. Bowman with two fouls, going to come out. 3:50 on the clock here, first half in a 20-13 game. There's a shot by Strawn. That'll miss. Severin fixes the net. Severin and Gold bring it up, and Gary has it on the right side. It looks deep for Duarte, and he just saves the pass. That was too high for him there and kind of off where he was headed. I know Gary looking for maybe some of that nonverbal communication, head to the hoop, and I'll pitch it up there. But that floater goes out of bounds and be Reddington basketball. Near steal there by Severian. And we'll get back to Rogers. Looking for help in there. Gunderson beats Rogers, and Rogers, a difficult shot, but he makes it. Gold hustles it up court, top of the key to Graydon. Severian has Gold on the left side. He works it tightly on the baseline. Hands back to Duarte. This three-pointer won't work, but there's Graydon for the putback. Misses on that one. In close, and Williams will give chase but tip it out last. Zachary trying to pull it in. Gold trying to go after it, and Williams kept his hand on it right to the end. As Gold sets up Duarte at the high post, down the lane he goes, and off the glass for two, and one coming up. Hard drive by Jason. One dribble, and he was at the hoop. Banked it in off the glass nicely. A foul goes on the young fellow that's hurt, Duarte, or Gunderson, as Duarte was not going to be stopped. Jason's free throw not there, though, and 22-15 score to stay a seven-point lead. That ball to the floor. Strawn nearly lost it to Gold, and now it is on the line. So defense there, Severian and Gold out on the wing. They create a turnover. And with 2:28 on the clock, a chance to extend the lead a bit. 22-15 right now. T-Jack's on top. A little four-point spurt there was enough to push him out here. Here's Kuzikin. Shot won't go, and Eichley gets the offensive board, and then his push as he tries to reset with a power dribble, maybe get the shot off. That's five team fouls. He was behind the backboard and wanted to get in position, so he put that ball down for a power dribble instead. Got pushed as he did. He comes into Severian on the baseline, pulls up, jumper in and out. That was clearly in the cylinder and popped out. Rogers with it for Reddington. Back to Bowman, who's back in there. Bowman hits a three-pointer. Bowman cuts the lead almost in half with his second three of the quarter, 22-18. Kuzikin gets his man in the air. Back to Gold, open three. Not there. Rebound to Eichley, and then he pulls it out. Eichley back to Gary. The lane, drifts a pass up to Duarte underneath. Duarte fouled as he goes up by Rogers. Or coming over the other side, it was Boulay. Duarte will go to the line for two shots. Jason's first one, good. Jason got another one coming up, and this one goes in and pops out. So one or two from the line makes it 23-18. 1:29 to go here. First half, a five-point lead. T-Jax has been holding at seven there for a while. And here's Bowman slipping inside. Tries to almost hand the ball off over there to Sandifer.
but off his hands, a weird angle, and it comes right off his hands and shoots out of bounds. Here's Duarte, high post. Oh, man, he's just doing it. Offensively, he is on. Jason hits the 15-footer. Just a swish shot as Gold feeds him. And now he tips the pass inside there to Bowman. Duarte tips it out. Gold goes for the save, but it'll hit the baseline, so still Reddington's basketball. Duarte with the two-pointer pushed it back to 7-point leaders. Bowman inside, and Jason will get a hand on the body there, sending Bowman to the line for two shots. Yeah, looking at Bowman, we talked about the height. Didn't seem like he was that big a kid. Ninth grader, but he's probably a solid 6'1", maybe 6'2". And he handles the rock well, too, and he's a good shooter. He has 2 3-pointers. And now 3 of 4 from the line as he makes the second one. 25-19. 6-point lead here for the T-Jacks. Under a minute to go. Kuzikin wide open. 3-pointer. He's got it. Zach's got that shot. When he's open, he's going to hit it. And it doesn't have a lot of loft to it. Not much arc, but it goes in. And he saw the spot. Graydon got him the ball. And it's a 9-point lead with 25 seconds to go. Biggest lead of the ball game right now at 28-19. Down to 20 seconds. Rogers clears the area. Jazzy will drive inside. Fouled. Is that Kuzikin on a reach or Eichley on a reach? Eichley on a reach. So Brian picks up his third. And to the line, Williams, who has hit now his first one. He was 0 for 3. And he has one more coming, as that was a shooting foul. So violation or what? Violation. So he'll get it again. 28-20 and 28-21. He gets them both. Lane violation on one of the T-Sacks, apparently. Helia Lind has checked in for the final bit here of the first half. As Duarte in the corner gets it, back to Gold. Kuzikin thinks about it. Back to Gary again. 3-pointer on the way for Gold. Not there. Helia and Duarte try for it, but Reddington comes away with it. That's the end of the first quarter. The 7-point lead holding up for the T-Jacks. It's 28 for the T-Jacks, 21 for the Huskies. And we'll be back with our halftime stats and more right here on KSDP 830 AM in Sandpoint. Back in 1 minute.
The Newton family at the Barefoot Inn Alaska in Cold Bay would like to wish our high school basketball teams nothing but success this season and well into the tournament. As always, they say our area is a great place to raise our children, and by working together, we can continue to provide them with a nurturing environment in which to thrive. Our friends at John Gold & Sons True Value Hardware in King Cove encourages parents and grandparents to read to your young children. Evidence suggests that adults who engage with their children in this way are providing the path towards academic success in the future. This reminder brought to you courtesy of John Gold & Sons in King Cove, where they say our area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. By working together, we can keep it that way. Some King Cove-centric underwriting spots there for you for this T-Jacks game. They've gained a 7-point lead in this first half, and I think we're going to go live now to our lovely commentator with some halftime stats.
And here at half, it's 28 for the T-Jacks and 21 for the Huskies of Reddington. T-Jacks had a chance maybe to try to push that lead a little more, but Reddington doing a pretty nice job, really, and defensively. As the inside has not really opened up much for the T-Jacks, and they have relied on some outside shooting
to get them where they're at. Five 3-pointers in that first half. One from Severian, one from Zach Kuzikin, and three from Jason Duarte. Gold hasn't found the range yet on those, but he's put in 4 points for the T-Jack. When we look at scoring-wise, it is four players scoring here. It's Zach Kuzikin with the three-pointer in the second quarter there, late in the second. Pushed the lead out, and I think it was his three that put it out to 9 points at 28-19. And then Braden Severian had a three also in there to come up with 7 points total. The 4 points we mentioned for Gold. And leading the way, Jason Duarte, three threes in the first quarter. And they tightened up the defense on him and tried to take away the outside shot, but he worked the inside and the free throw line, got a couple of field goals and a free throw in the second quarter, and has 14 overall to lead King Cove at the half there. For Reddington, their freshman, Wade Bowman, is leading the way with 9. And then 4 points apiece for three players, Rogers, Sandifer, and Williams. As that's two ninth graders, Sandifer and Bowman, a tenth grader, Williams, and the junior, Rogers. So a young team here, and they also had freshman Boulay playing a lot of minutes, too. Well, T-Jacks have their work cut out for them. I'm sure this is going to be a good matchup for them and something to go into their break with if they can pick up the victory here. They have the day off tomorrow, and then it will be two games for T-Jacks and Rookies on Friday up at the Crowley Classic on the second day of the Crowley Classic. We'll be there for the first day as well. Fort UConn also there. No coverage for the interior team, but it should be an interesting 2 days for the kids there as they'll play potentially four games in 2 days, Friday and Saturday. Hopefully both teams looking to get in a championship round. Sandpoint will be in the same position too, as they will play two games for each team on Friday, and then potentially two more games on Saturday, win in the morning and then play for the championship. So let's see, maybe we can end up with a Sandpoint King Cove championship, both the girls and boys side. That would be fine with me. The girls do open up with a state contender there. Certainly the Tri-Valley Warriors expected to return to state once again, as they have several of their returning players, key players, and I've already seen them play several times, and they look pretty solid, but the rookies be a good test for them at the 1A level with Tri-Valley that day. And that'll be the opening game. That's all-day Friday basketball at the Crowley Classic. As you'll have a break from basketball tomorrow, even if you don't want it. I'll keep watching, though. I'll keep track for you. 28-21 at the half, 5 minutes away from second half action. Hey, let's listen to some of those sponsors that help bring you coverage here on this road trip for the teams. On KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. Thank you, Holden, and it's the T-Jacks to start here as they come out of the break, leading by 7. There's Duarte down low. Looks like he got fouled on the shot, but follows it and puts it in off the glass for 2. So Duarte continuing his good play from the Seward game, where he led the team with 30 points. They lost the game 64-52, I think was the final. But good to see Jason continue good play like this back-to-back. And here is the drive. They're good for Tony Rogers. He answers with a 2-pointer. Also is the T-Jacks going on their bench side now. So Coach Shadow Brock, chance to kind of offer up advice on the offensive end. Ooh, a near steal there by Williams. And Severian ends up with it. Drives a lane and tough shot by Grady with those long arms and good touch. He gets a 2-pointer. He's got 9 in the game, 32-23. 9-point lead for the T-Jacks. And here's a steal. Gold playing in front of the pass. Severing with good defense on the outside, and he passes back to Braden for two. Gold and Severian working it on the defensive end and getting it going on the offensive end. Gary with a nice pass to Braden. Defense caused that, though. Braden, boy, just had his man smothered in the corner. And now the first double-digit lead of the game, 34-23. There's Jawardi, takes away Bowman's drive. Good position. But Reddington keeping the basketball to the outside, working it around. Here's Rogers down to Bowman. Off the glass, too far under the hoop. There's Jawardi. Got in place, but didn't foul or anything. And there's a fancy pass. Braden Severian goes behind the back. He finds Eichley for two. His first two in the game. Eichley running the floor. And Graydon escaping the defense. Here's the tip pass by Gold, or tip dribble by Gold. Eichley comes up with it, and then Gold fouled as he tries to get it ahead to Kuzikin. Timeout on the floor as the foul goes on Court Sandifer. Sandifer's second. And the first team foul here in the second half is we're just 2.5 minutes in, but a 36-23 game now as an 8-2 run to start this third quarter by the T-Jacks, and a good way to start too. You don't want to come out and, you know, want to be aggressive and get on them. Watching the T-Jacks down in the Nilchik, they showed their ability to be a dominating force at both ends of the court. And then, you know, sometimes you get that in your head, like, yeah, who are we going to play now? Oh, Seward, okay. But Seward's a 3A school, and they go, I've watched them, folks. They're a good ball club. And they actually, while I was reviewing that with Coach Brock, they could get to state two from their conference. There's ACS, and then there's a bunch of other teams. And they are all capable in that conference, and I'd say Seward, with their depth, they play 10 regularly. So that was a good test for the T-Jack yesterday. Even though they came away with a loss, it's all right. You want to play up competition, and they definitely did with that Seward team yesterday. Now, how they bounce back today is important, and they seem to be coming out of the halftime break in good shape. Reddington out of the timeout with the basketball, moving it around here as I was telling you what I thought. And here's the shot. Williams gets fouled, though. I think on Graydon, maybe with the body. Kuzikin tried to get a hand in there. Does that go on Eichley? It does. So Brian Eichley, with that foul, that's his fourth. He had three in the first quarter, I think it was. And then I just forgot about foul trouble, and Braden's going to come in. Brandle didn't play much in that first half as he came out early. Severian, double team, and called for traveling. He was trying to strong arm that ball out of the double team. And it'll be pressure now in the backcourt, full court pressure by the T-Jacks. 36-24 score here. As this is Rogers with it. I tried to go inside to Strawn. He's there. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound by Graydon. Severian ahead of the pack. Finds Jawardi on the fly, and Jawardi catches the ball in the air. Doesn't get it to drop. As he can do that. He can alley-oop, catch the ball in the air, and turn and shoot all in one motion while in the air. Here's a steal by Severian. Severian still got it all the way to the basket. Not there, and here comes a fly on Jason Jawardi. Hoping for that offensive rebound, but out of bounds it goes. Reddington will get it. 36-24 score. As is Rogers. Back it comes up high to Bowman. Bowman's been quiet. He had those 2 3-pointers, but Duarte's doing a nice job defensively on the kid. And inside to Strong. Blocked there by Severian. Now that's Bowman on the baseline. No shot. Duarte right with him. And there's a 3-pointer. Good. Tony Rogers. So Reddington coming back a little bit. 36-27. Randall. Braden will try a 3. This one bounces high, and Kuzikin gets it. Double team, but I think they're going to call a foul on Bowman because he came across the back, that's why, or the side, on the arm. Kuzikin, such a strong kid, too. He avoided the jump ball and really created that foul by trying to pull away from Bowman, who picks up his 3rd. Now, this pass stolen away as they try to go long to Duarte, and the pass just tipped. Short time out for Coach Brock. He's just saying, why did we do that? But now the bounce play under own basket. And it's Strong that gets the 2-pointer off the steal. And speaking of steals, my dog Steele listening in, along with my Valentine's Day gal, that's Stephanie. She'll be helping us out at the Crowley Clinic, or Crowley Clinic Classic. As always, getting some pictures up for you, probably. For you folks, checking the Facebook. I know Austin mentioned it. I better, too. We have a Facebook page, Small Schools Broadcasting, and you can find some pictures up there oftentimes. So, happy Valentine's Day tomorrow, Steph. Here's Kuzikin. Looks for the shot. Goes back to Graydon, and his 3. Long, the rebound comes off to Bowman, and then Severian's going to get called for a push as he went towards the rebound. So Graydon picks up his 2nd. Oh, his 3rd. Oh, I was reading that backwards. Thought I had it. His 3rd. And it says, yeah, I have 2 in the book. And had to put 2 up. Here's Rogers trying to go inside on the cut, and Graydon gets a piece of it back the other way. Severian stops a pass inside, but Duarte down there on the baseline, and Graydon, yeah, Brock, Coach Brock over there says, go up. He's pointing up for Severian. He says, just go up with it. And my thought exactly, too. Graydon had the nice head of steam. He's got that great little floater. He releases so well on it. It's nice to be able to get Duarte involved on that, too. But Jason gets a foul down now at the defensive end, and Bowman will go to the line for 2 shots. So the boys, after building the lead to 36-23, it's been a 6-0 run by Reddington, and could be added to at the free throw line here by Bowman. He is a good shooter. He's good. Now 4 or 5 from the free throw line. That makes it a 6-point game and could make it a 5-point game with 1 more here. This one also good. And this pass tip. Last touch by Reddington, though. The ball was in the air for a while, and then Braden went after it with Rogers. But T-Jack still have it. Up by just 5 now, under 2 minutes to go in this 3rd quarter. Gold with a step through there, and the shot misses, but Jason clears the boards. Duarte now keeps the dribble and fouled as he tries to drive through the double team. Foul will be on Rogers. Three team fouls apiece here in the 2nd half. 1:46 on the clock in the 3rd quarter. Graydon, open for 3. Got it. Severian. A pretty shot from the wing. 39-31. Just love it when guys are in rhythm like that. They come out, they get the ball, and defender completely miffed, doesn't know he's there. Graydon sinks it. Nice-looking shot. Great follow-through. Here's Bowman. trying to get by Duarte, help from Severian, and outside Rogers does just what we're talking about. He hits his second three of the quarter. Makes it 39-34. Graydon in the lane, the kick out. Kuzikin. That shot's there, not in, but there's Duarte for a muscular 2-point try. He takes part of Strong with him, I think, on going up for it. And the foul. Actually, Strong was there, and the foul goes to Gunderson, who checked in his second. And at the line, Jason hits the first one. Jordy's second one also good. 3 of 4 from the line for him in the game now, as he makes 2 from the free throw line. Gave him a breather, too. He exerted a lot of energy on that. There's going to be a foul called on Jason as Bowman drives the lane. Duarte picks up his third. So foul trouble's becoming an issue now, a little bit for both teams, as there's Bowman gets free for Rogers Totham, and Bowman, 2-pointer. He's now got 13 in the ballgame, the freshman does, and it's a 5-point game again. Kuzikin in trouble, has to unload. He said Braden travels with it before he drives. So a 5-point game here with just 40 seconds on the clock. Comes out to Strong, 3 on the way. Good for the senior. And it's a 2-point game. Jaden Strong brings the 3 with 28 seconds on the clock. 41-39. T-Jack feeling the heat of the home team a little bit. Here's Gold. Kicks it back to Graydon. Up at the top now, here's Kuzikin will try the 3. Misses there. Here's Duarte with the putback. Duarte in the air, caught the rebound and put it in without coming down. That kid's got some great hops. Here's Rogers, slips it out. They're going to run out of time. And they do, Reddington. Had time on the clock for a last shot, but they don't get it off as that's the end of the third quarter. It's a 4-point game now. T-Jacks on top, 43-39. We'll be back right here on KSDP for the fourth and final quarter.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Our friends at Allen and Letty's Truck Rental in Cold Bay encourages drivers of all types of vehicles to please practice the 3 C's of auto safety. That is, caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Your clear thinking may save a life. This message is sponsored by Allen and Letty Truck Rental in Cold Bay, where they say RA is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. And by working together, we can keep it that way.
Fourth quarter coming up here on KSDP. It's a 4-point ball game, 43-39, thanks to Jason Duarte's 2-pointer at the buzzer. And it will be the Huskies with the basketball to start the fourth. There's a shot there by Williams. He's going to get that to drop. As Williams makes it a 2-point game, 41-39. Here's a 3 from Braydon. Randall comes alive at just the right time for that 3-pointer. Pushes it back to a 5-point lead now. And here's the shot on the drive. It's going to be a foul on Kuzikin, though. Shot does not go. But there'll be 2 shots at the line. Williams will get them. And the first one on the way rattles around and out. Thank you.
won't work. So T-Jax working around the outside. Kluzikin gets free, takes it in on the baseline, back to Gold. Now to Duarte. Just outside the free throw line area, he taps the rebound off his own miss, but it's the Reddington boys that come up with it. And the shot, good for Reddington. As that three-pointer by, or two-pointer by Gunderson, makes it 46-43. Kuzikin with it. Now up top, Jason open for three. This shot won't drop as Gunderson gets out there. And for the Reddington boys, here's the backdoor cut. Good for Bowman as Williams delivers the pass. It's now a one-point game, 46-45. Duarte will try it again. Rebound tapped out. Brandel chases it down. Now to Graydon. Severian shot a little short. Rebound by Bowman. So 46-45 score, 5:25 on the clock. Time winding. Williams with Rogers. Rogers picked up by Duarte. Now Severian has Bowman. Inside here's Strawn. Misses a shot. Gold, good hands up defense on him. Gets the rebound too. And Gary back the other way. Roll it in and count it. Gold puts the two-pointer up and in and has a three-point play drive. 48-45 to push it back to four. Good on the shot. Timeout. Oh, no, wait. Just a substitution coming in. Here's Bowman to try a three, and he's got it, 49-48. That substitution was looking to see here. Sandifer coming in for Reddington. Graydon with it, 49-48 ball game. And here's Graydon, put him up again. No, this is a three, but there's Duarte with a putback. Jason Duarte inside. He has been unstoppable. As Bowman's going to try another three. Misses badly this time, and Gold with the rebound. Ahead, Gary all the way to the hoop. Got it again. Count the basket, and Gold with a chance for back-to-back three-point plays. The shot on the way, good, and the T-Jax behind Gold, back-to-back three-point plays. It's now 54-48. Now the foul, though. Bowman goes to the line. And for Bowman, good on the first one. Second one misses. There's going to be a foul on the Huskies as rushing it up court. It'll be Gold again getting fouled. And Gary at the line, 54-49 right now.
as he makes the first one. Gold back-to-back three-point plays. Now a free throw on the first try. The second one also good. 4 for 4 from the line. So Gold had a poor shooting night going, but now he's got the T-Jacks back on top by 7. 4 minutes to go here. As Bowman coming to the outside, that pass too high, and he gets a hand on it only. Out of bounds at Sales, 56-49. Williams comes in for the Huskies. And the T-Jacks will bring it up. There's Brandel, nice touchback, and he finds Kuzikin for 3. 59-49. Double-digit lead, the T-Jacks starting to pull away, maybe 3.5 minutes to go. What a great pass from Braden. Here's a two-pointer for Rogers. And a timeout on the floor for the Huskies. Boy, that was perfect timing for Braden as he got the touch pass in the air of Braden right on target to Kuzikin and nobody around him again. So what does Zach do? He's in that three-point zone, fires that low trajectory three-pointer, but it's in. That's his second of the game, and boy, they've come up big times. I think his three, in fact, in the second quarter pushed him out to a nine-point lead. And then in the third quarter, the boys got on top by as many as 13, but found themselves at the quarter break only up 5, I think it was, going into the fourth, or 4 going into the fourth, rather. .59-51 our score here. As this will be Gold and Severian in the backcourt. They'll bring it up. Gary Gold's back three-pointers. Push the one-point lead out to 6. And here's a shot by Duarte from Gold. Duarte on a baseline jumper. Rises up, squares up, and hits it. Bowman at the other end with Severian right on him. And Bowman, a nice drive on the baseline, keeps it at 8. Here's Gold, back the other way, flipped inside. Cuts through 2 defenders and hits a 2 with a swoop and lefty. Gold, very good in the drives to the hoop. And here's Williams, will try it. Gets around Brandel for 2. Jaze with his second bucket in the quarter. Foul called. The 1-1 for Gary Gold. Foul on Rogers. His 4th now. And at the line, Gary 1 and a bonus. Gold is 5 for 5 in the quarter, 6 for 6. Gold's been the money man here in the fourth with 12 points in the fourth quarter inside. This ball out of bounds, tipped out by Kuzikin. 65-55 score, 2:18 on the clock. T-Jacks trying to close in on the victory here as they'll be shooting free throws, and they've got one foul. They don't have a foul to give. Their next foul, though, would put Reddington at the line. They're at 6. And here's Jose in the lane. Can't get the shot to drop. All T-Jacks around it, and Gold will bring it up on the dribble. Holds up, tries to hit the little 6-footer. Now rims around and out. Stays at 10, 1:48 on the clock. Here's Bowman into the lane. Spins around, puts it off the glass. No, rebound comes off. to Willey. Now out to Strawn. Three-pointers not there. Jazze with it. Williams underneath. Blocked by Duarte. And then the shot from Sanifer won't go. And Duarte with the rebound. To Severian. Out in the corner. Here's Kuzikin. Feeling it. Zachary hits another three. And that might put it away. 68-55. It's up to the defense at this point as Kuzikin's going to get called for the foul. Difficult drive and shot by Rogers, but he'll go to the line for two. And stops the clock with 1:13 on the clock. But a 13-point T-Jax lead. Kuzikin with a three-pointer on the last trip. First shot is good for Tony. Second one on the way for the junior misses. Duarte, long arm and hand up there, extends and pulls the board down. He was up above the rim for that. Here's Gold on a hard drive to the hoop. Puts it up and in. Soft touches there for Gary. 14 in the quarter, 70-56 now, and they have a 14-point lead. Here's Duarte with the block. As now, what's he calling that, a held ball? Or could be a foul, actually, on held ball. It's a good call. Duarte went down, was holding his ground, and Sandifer, actually, the freshman, went down, too, trying to secure the rebound. So it could have been a travel held ball or even a offensive foul, but I think they did a good call there. It ends up T-Jax basketball. Duarte with the ball all the way to the hoop. Fouled as he takes it coast to coast, splits the defenders, and fouled by the rookies on the, or by the coaches, by the Huskies on the shot there. Two shots. Yeah. Okay, that's a referee had said one and one, the one underneath. So two shots for Duarte. 70-56 and a 35-second clock there. Jason Good on the first one. He's had another real nice ball game here, folks, with over 20 points. His second one won't go. Hit 4-6 from the free throw line and seal the deal here with his rebounding down the stretch here, too, and Gold scoring in the fourth. Duarte blocks the shot in there, then goes up on Bowman, but Bowman slips one in. 71-58. Here's Braden. Ties the three from the outside. Just 8 seconds on the clock, and Rogers will get the last bucket of the game. I think that'll make it 71-61. Rogers, three. We'll finish off the scoring. The T-Jax pull out late. They built a double-digit lead in the third quarter and came back and won by double digits. The final, 71-61. We'll be back with our post-game stats some more as you're listening to KSDP's coverage here. T-Jax victorious back in 60 seconds.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
Well, it's the T-Jax hanging on there for a 71-61 victory. The game got down to 1 point several times there. I think the last one at 49-48. And then that's when Gary Gold went to work. Back-to-back three-point plays as he drives the lane. That was early in that fourth quarter. Gold, 6 of his 14 points in the fourth quarter happening there, pushed him out to a 54-48 lead. As the T-Jacks do a solid job there in the fourth at both ends of the floor. Jason Duarte with 5 points in that fourth quarter, 3 from Braden Brandle, 6 from Zach Kuzikin, as they get it done with a nice fourth quarter matching point for point and then some against the Huskies. For the Huskies, their freshman, Wade Bowman, leads away with 22-19, close behind Tony Rogers, a junior. And then that was pretty much a scoring. 8 from Jazay Williams. He had 4 in the fourth, too, to help their effort for the Reddington Huskies. The T-Jacks, as we said, 14 in that fourth quarter for Gary Gold. That went together with just 4 points in the first three quarters for Gold. So came alive in the fourth. Hopefully that'll carry over. Coming up to the Crowley Classic, he had 18 to be part of three players in double figures. Joining him, Graydon Severian. Nice game for Graydon. Did not score in the fourth, but had a good solid game throughout. A couple of three-pointers. He had 14 in the first three quarters. And then leading the way, Jason Duarte, 25, as he put in solid figures. He had 9 to start the game, all on threes in the first quarter. Then came back 5 points in the second, 6 points in the third, 5 points in the fourth. Just solid game throughout for Duarte. And the senior really starting to bring it together. You just like to see seniors, get in a rhythm and then keep it. If they can keep that all the way to state tournament time and just play into it like that, that'll be fantastic. Also putting in points, Brian Eichley had 2. 3 from Braden Brandle, as you mentioned, that 3 in the fourth quarter, and 2 threes in the fourth quarter, along with a 3 back in the first half for Zach Kuzikin. He had 9. Eli got in for a little bit there to help out in the first half, as Brandle didn't play but maybe a minute in that first half, then came back in the fourth quarter and did a good job. But Lynn did not score, the only T-Jack that didn't get in the scoring column. So a good victory for the T-Jack here. They beat the 3A Reddington Huskies 71-61, the final. Well, our next KSDP broadcasting will actually be on Friday. And as we told you, it's a full day of basketball, as King Cove girls will open it up. The Sandpoint boys will close it up. It starts at 8:30 a.m. It ends sometime around 9:30 p.m. And you know what? I was looking, where's my break in there? Well, there is a break after the 1 o'clock game. They won't start up again until 3:30 when King Cove girls open up the afternoon bracket. So you can bet we'll be finding the closest burger in town or something like that after that 1 o'clock game, which is the Sandpoint boys. So it'll be King Cove girls, King Cove boys, 8:30, 10 o'clock. Sandpoint girls, Sandpoint boys, 11:30, 1 o'clock. King Cove girls, King Cove boys, 3:30 and 5 o'clock. And Sandpoint girls, Sandpoint boys, 6:30 and 8 o'clock. And all that action, folks, not tomorrow, but Friday. Friday, February 15th, they'll be doubling up, both teams, as the second day of the Crowley Classic will be underway. I'll be there for the first day tomorrow, too, as happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there, and a happy Valentine's to my Valentine, Stephanie, listening in, along with my pup, Steele, as he loves defensive games. Lots of steals. Okay, well, that's it until then. I want to thank Holden and Austin, as always, on the board work there at KSDP. And remember, support all those sponsors that help bring you this broadcast, too. And if you want to be a sponsor, check in with them at the station. Find out how you can be a part of the team as well. Until then, this is Carl Pulliam wishing you all a great day tomorrow. And I know these kids are going to be deserving rest. They're going to enjoy that, too. They'll be ready Friday, though, for more basketball coming your way. Have a great evening, folks.
Thank you, Carl, for those exciting games tonight. King Cove T-Jacks come away with a victory, 10 points. Final score of 71-61 for anyone who missed it. And now we're going to go back into our regularly scheduled programming for some NPR. So stay tuned, and we'll see you back on Friday for 8 basketball games.
You're listening to KSDP Sandpoint and K201DA King Cove, Alaska.